We're going to talk today about how to receive the Holy Spirit from Acts chapter 10. I'd like to read. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius. He was a centurion of the band called the Italian Band. This was a military, probably a captain over a regiment. And the Bible here says in verse 2, he was a devout man, which meant that he was righteous, that he did things that were right. And he was one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. I want you to know that this man was a devout man. He was a righteous man. He was a man that feared God. And the Bible here says that he gave much money to people that were in need. And look at his prayer life. The Bible here says in verse 2, he prayed to God always. But we're going to find out, and it's going to be amazing here, even though this man did things right, even though he was God-fearing, even though he had a prayer life, he didn't have a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And it says here in verse 3 that he saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, probably about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, an angel of God coming to him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and says, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thy alms thy giving is come up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodges with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. So here, this man, although he was God-fearing, although that he was righteous as far as doing things that were right, even though that he had a prayer life before God, an angel came to him and told him to send for Simon Peter, because Simon Peter is going to tell him what he must do. And we see here in Acts chapter 10 and verse 43 exactly what it is that Peter was going to tell him to do. And this is what he said in Acts 10:43. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name, that's through the name of the Lord Jesus, that whosoever believeth in him shall receive the remission of sins. Isn't this amazing? A man that had a prayer life, a man that feared God, a man that gave to the poor, but yet he didn't have a personal relationship with God through the person of Jesus Christ. And God says, the things that you're doing are great and they're wonderful and they're a memorial before me. But I tell you what I'm going to do. I send an angel down here to tell you to send for a man named Peter, because Peter is going to tell you what you must do. And he told him here as he went to his house in Acts 10:43, he said this, that whosoever would believe on the Lord Jesus Christ would receive the remission or the forgiveness of their sins. Now look what happened here. While Peter yet spake these words, this is Acts 10:44, the Holy Ghost fell on all those that heard the word. He was receiving. He heard of faith in Christ, and he put his faith in Christ for the remission of his sins. And as soon as he did, the Holy Spirit fell upon him and fell upon those in that house. And it says here, and they of the circumcision, that is the Jewish people that were with Peter, that believed, were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, how did they know that? For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Every time we see in the New Testament, when somebody was filled with the Holy Spirit, someone is empowered with the Holy Spirit. It says in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be a witness both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the othermost part of the earth. The Holy Spirit, there's a purpose in God filling and baptizing people in the Holy Spirit. It's to be an effective witness. They receive power to be a witness unto the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we see in this scripture, when the Holy Ghost fell on them, it says, they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. And every time in the New Testament, when the Holy Spirit falls upon an individual, baptizes them in the Holy Spirit, there's a gift of the Holy Spirit that manifests. It gives evidence that they have received the infilling of the Holy Spirit. And in the New Testament, it was tongues mainly. They spoke in tongues or they prophesied. There's one instance over in Acts chapter 8, I believe it is, in Simon the sorcerer, when he saw that the Holy Spirit was given, he offered money to Peter. He says, give me this power that whoever I lay hands on will receive the Holy Spirit. But he saw a manifestation of the Holy Spirit. And as we go through the New Testament, that was usually speaking in tongues. Mark chapter 16 and verse 15, 16, and 17 there says, and these signs shall follow believers in my name, in the name of Jesus Christ. They shall speak with tongues. So tongues is a manifestation of the Holy Spirit, that a person has been baptized in the Holy Spirit. Now you may have come from a denomination or some kind of religious thinking that says, all of that passed away. What is this man talking about? Doesn't the Bible say over in 1 Corinthians 13 that tongues will cease, and when that which is perfect is come, that which is in part shall be done away? And you know what? The Bible does say that. There'll be a time that tongues will cease. There'll be a time that prophecy will cease. There will be a time when that which is perfect is come, and when that happens, that which is in part, these spiritual gifts we're talking about, will pass away. But the same book that describes the speaking in tongues and all of this tells us also, and that it will pass away, that same book tells us exactly when it will pass away. It tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 7. I'd like to read that. It says that Paul says that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, that's when these gifts will disappear. When the Lord Jesus Christ comes and we are made like Him and we are complete, we won't need these spiritual gifts. But they'll be in operation until the time of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. I just want to say very quickly, you know, people used to tell me about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And they used to tell me all about it. And I said, what are these guys up to? I mean, they just feel like they're full of spiritual pride. They're saying, I have something that you don't have and all that kind of thing. You know, and after a period of time, one day in an evening in Dallas, Texas, in a field, I got down on my knees and I said, God, I don't know about all this speaking in tongues and baptism of the Holy Spirit people are talking about, but if there's a way, God, I can praise you, if there's a way that I can magnify you, if there's a way I can go beyond my human language, my English language. You see, I can only say, God bless the missionaries out on the mission field. I can only take it that far. But if there's a way that I could praise you and pray and be specific in prayer, and my spirit could pray, God, I want that. And you know what? The moment I said that, I started worshiping God. And as I worship God, then suddenly God gave me utterance. The Holy Spirit gave me a language that I did not know, I did not learn. That's what we're talking about. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2 and verse 4, all of these people were filled with the Holy Spirit and they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Who did the speaking? They did the speaking. Who gave them utterance? The Holy Spirit gave them utterance. My friend, this is how to receive the Holy Spirit. Luke chapter 11 and verse 13 says, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those that ask? All you have to do right now is ask and believe that you receive and yield yourself to God and then begin to worship the Lord. And He will give you an utterance to worship and praise Him in a language that you never learned. God bless you today. As you take these truths and examine these truths and apply them to your life today.